Mix 106.5.
Okay, unpopular opinion before we get started. Today is the real Jess Hogg day. Do you feel like possibly...
Popular opinion? It's called... I'm never supporting Jess Hogg Day, but like...
Do you feel
it's
like
literally,
maybe?
It's literally not for you to decide.
Do you feel like maybe...
So it's actually kind of crazy that bringing this up. It's like, it's been over for 2 weeks now.
Do you have any possible regrets that maybe you went
too
early?
I don't. It's because so since it's my decision, today. I felt it in my soul. And and that was the decision I made. And I'm going to stand 10 toes down. And it's not for you to change, my guy.
Like driving?
Here, you know what? I have a solution.
What's that?
Would you like your own day?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need your own day because I'm sick of you trying to take mine away.
Claim
dog day.
Board because the board says 28th of April is Jess Hogg Day 2025.
Crame Hogg Day.
I think you went a little too early.
May 12th.
No, Crame Hogg Day.
Crame Hogg Day.
So there's Jess Hogg Day and then there's Crame Hogg Day. So if you would like to make and declare this as your
Crame Hogg Day,
then go right ahead.
I literally felt like I had to put sunglasses on driving in this morning. It was so
bright.
Like, it was just like, wow.
Because, you know, this actually makes a lot of sense because there's not just Punxsutawney Phil.
That's true. There's multiple animals.
There's multiple animals, different types
decide
of animals.
The difference.
Actually, that's so true. There's different animals. So I'm going to change my animal as well.
Okay. So welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Monday. Let's get the 6 o'clock club started. Anyone that's here bright and early, bright today. Man, it's just like, I don't know why. I just driving to work. I was like,
so you
want to
be Crame's Hog? That's you?
Yeah, Crame's Hog is good. All right, how was the weekend, everybody? We'll go around the studio. Jessica, yours?
It was a lot of fun. We had our second date with our married friends this weekend.
Woo!
So that was a lot of fun. There was one slight issue that I'm sure we'll get into, so we can get into that later. We stopped by and crashed Charlotte's Mother's Day celebration at karaoke, which was so much fun. Yeah. And then we also did like our tradition May birthday crew celebration where Rob and I, Rob from 105.7 The Fan, our birthday's on the same day on May 22nd. Greg over at 101.9, his birthday is on May 5th. So we always like to do like a collab celebration. And it was fun because I think everyone was able to stop by, so that was really cool.
A lot of people came out. It was fun. Charlotte, yours?
Let's see. Obviously, we did Mother's Day karaoke, and that was incredible. And then I went on an 8-hour date, so that was fun.
8 hours?
I know, right?
Wow.
But I'm like, maybe he was just being nice.
I would say.
But you were at that, crazy concert.
Yes!
That's, like, on the internet everywhere, by the way.
Yeah, I've been seeing. So, shout out to a Turnstile. They're from Baltimore, and they put on a benefit show in the city for...
8 hours, geez.
Healthcare for the homeless, and that was really awesome.
It was packed. There were so many people there.
Amazing.
Were you in a mosh pit at all?
I was not in the mosh pit, so I was like on the outside a little bit, but I still had a really good view.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
How about you?
Fun. Obviously, went out with you guys on Saturday. Mother's Day was weird. Mother's Day is weird if your mother doesn't live in the state. So I live down in Columbia near the town center. And so you're walking around and you're seeing everyone else do Mother's Day and you're like, man, I miss my mom.
Yeah.
I had to FaceTime my mom because I'm like, Mom, I just miss you. I just want to act like you're here in Columbia with me. So I didn't FaceTime Mother's Day yesterday because it just wasn't the same. So hopefully it was a good Mother's Day for everybody that did Mother's Day with your moms yesterday.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
If your car can feel every single bump on I-83, I have some good news for you. They're finally doing something about it. The Maryland Department of Transportation is kicking off a pavement patching project along a stretch of I-83 starting as early as today. So this work is going to run through early June, and it's all part of improving your daily drive. But here is your heads up. You can expect overnight single and double lane closures between the bridge over the Baltimore light rail tracks near the Baltimore City County line and the I-83 bridge over Old Pimlico Road. So lane closures are expected to be in effect anytime Sundays through Thursdays between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. So I know it's definitely going to affect our 6 o'clock club and all of our overnight friends.
For sure.
Number two.
McDonald's is celebrating 30 years of the McFlurry with a new birthday cake McFlurry, but It's only available in Canada for now. A lot of fans commented about McDonald's favoring other countries, with some joking that it might be understandable since U.S. ice cream machines are always broken anyway. But there's no word yet on if or when the flavor will hit the U.S., but fans are very hopeful.
What's the point? What's the point of even having it here? You'd go and be disappointed every time anyway.
But
so
I will
cares?
Say, I do understand the point that they're making. Because do you remember when they did, like, it was almost like the Funko Pop, like, Friends, like toys or something McDonald's was doing, and it wasn't even here, it was in a different country. I do feel like the really cool toys or like the really fun flavors
everybody
happen everywhere
stuff.
Else but here, and that's
like,
outside, that's outside of the ice cream machine drama. We can acknowledge that.
I think like right now we don't deserve the good things. We're like in a rebuilding season, so
wait, what are you talking about? I think a birthday cake McFlurry could actually be a really nice pick me up for all of us.
That would unite us.
maybe so we need.
Number one.
Taylor Swift has been subpoenaed by actor Justin Baldoni's legal team in his ongoing battle with Blake Lively involving the movie It Ends With Us. But Taylor's reps say this has nothing to do with her, calling it a publicity stunt designed to generate clickbait. Taylor's team made it very clear that she had zero involvement with this movie aside from licensing one song for the film. She's never stepped foot on the set. So this all stems from Lively accusing Baldoni of sexual harassment and defamation. He has since denied all of the allegations and has actually fired back with a lawsuit of his own, claiming Lively used her friendship with Swift to try and bring him down. Baldoni's court filings reference text messages which Lively described Taylor and her husband Ryan Reynolds as her most trusted partners, comparing them to dragons from Game of Thrones. Apparently, Blake Lively texted Justin Baldoni, "If you ever get around to watching Game of Thrones, you'll appreciate that I'm Khaleesi, and like her, I happen to have a few dragons of my own."
Okay.
Corny.
So to be a publicity stunt, I feel like that would entail us wanting to care about this case anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, true.
Like, does anybody, with Taylor Swift being involved, does this make anybody care about this
anymore? No, that makes me even more upset and roll my eyes even more. Like, how dare you involve my girl?
Like, when this
She's like on vacation. She just went on tour for 500 right. years. Like, let her relax.
When this first started, I know we were really invested in it. And then as the days went on and more information came out, we just started to be like, oh, like, I don't know, man. Like, this, there's just, it's just he said, she said, the scene, and everything started to fall apart the more details that came out. And now, like, I could care less.
And I hate it because these are very, very serious issues, but the ways that both of them have handled it
is bad.
Like taking away now, all seriousness and validity
I feel bad for people that have serious charges of sexual allegations like this. It's watering down real cases like this because they want to make such a public mockery out of this. Now, I'm not saying there's no truth to this.
No, not
I'm
at all.
Not. And I don't want to take away from that. But what I'm saying is the way they're handling this is taking away the seriousness of the case.
If you involve Taylor and the fact that she's like, yo, I literally licensed one song to y'all, and that's all I did. Doesn't that make it seem like it's not serious?
It's a mockery, man.
Ugh, this is ongoing. Buckle up. It's Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5.
So the last couple of weeks, we've brought you some crazy stories about pooping, and today we're going to bring you a story about peeing, but where this man peed, I don't think it gets any more inappropriate than this, and I just want to give you that fair warning as we get into this one, okay?
I literally had a nightmare about having to go pee last night.
And then this story, especially for you.
Charlotte was in this dream, actually, by the way.
Oh.
We can get into that later. You were in the car. You were helpful, by the way, but the driver was not.
Okay. Well, that's a different topic for a different segment. Welcome
but still to, involving pee.
Yeah, I'm sure. Jess has a big pee phobia, in case you don't know it.
Pee anxiety.
Her life literally revolves around being anxious about peeing.
Yeah.
Welcome to PA So Cray Cray. Now, in case you don't know this about our show, we uncovered this a couple of years ago, and I think we brought this to Maryland, where we noticed that, like, out of every state in the Mid-Atlantic region, Pennsylvania is just the weirdest, right? Like, we're not trying to be mean, Jeff.
It's not mean.
No,
like,
it's not
we
mean.
Love our friends in PA. We have a lot of listener fam in PA. It's just like the more random, unexpected. And again, we're not like pointing the finger because clearly we have our own drama and, you know, over here in our neck of the woods. But it's like we're talking I don't know, like random, like the, okay, I always compare it to the one time we got a crazy cool story was when there was a zebra on the loose.
Yeah.
It only happens to us one time, but like PA gets stories like that like once a week.
And that was PG County. That was like, that's true. Pretty it's much like too DC. Far. So it's like,
Yeah.
So we once a week, we do this segment called PA So Crankery, just to point out, like, why is Pennsylvania so much weirder than Maryland? And we'll prove it to you once again. Last week, there was this 51-year-old man. His name is Jesse. All right, Jesse's just walking around and up in Pennsylvania, and he sees this unlocked church.
Oh.
So he...
I hate where this is going already.
And so Jesse walks in and... And listen, a lot of churches stay unlocked because you need to go in and pray, you know? And
yeah.
That's what you do at church.
That's what they're there
for. That's what they're there for, right? And first thing Jesse does is he...
P for pray, not P for pee.
he goes through a lost and found box, which, okay, it's...
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, well, I think he was going to steal from it. So that's not what you're supposed to be doing in the church, Jesse, but... Maybe he needed stuff. Maybe he was homeless. I don't know Jesse's situation.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what if he needed stuff?
But then what Jesse did next was pretty unforgivable in my eyes. But listen, I'm not here to judge, I guess. Jesse then walked up to the pedestal containing the holy water, and he relieved himself into the holy water. You guys,
no.
The
no,
guy
no.
literally, Jesse relieved himself into the holy water.
Oh, y'all, I don't like that at one
that's
bit.
That's literally what Jesse did.
That's so terrible.
So
did he get caught?
The whole thing was caught on camera.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it was. So they were able to actually identify him.
Okay.
They booked the guy.
Good.
He's being charged with intentional discretion of a venerated object. If you TT in holy water, that's what they call it.
What's the deal, though? Is he, like, intoxicated? Was he under the influence?
They don't know because it was only caught on camera.
Okay.
They were able to identify the guy because he has a rap sheet. He's been... convicted of theft, criminal trespassing, reckless driving in the past, disorderly conduct, driving without a license. I mean, this guy's got a whole rap sheet, and now he's TT'd in the holy water. So, I don't know why it's so much weirder in Pennsylvania. I don't know. I can only prove it to you, and that's why we have to say PA so cray cray. We don't know why it just is. It just is.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Let's go. Five chances this week. $1,000 free dash and gas. Who's going to do it? Maybe all five of you. I don't know. Today's caller number 10. Who's doing this? Hello.
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 Hi, this is Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey,
what's
Dave.
Up, man? Dave, you ready to go? You're number 10, my guy. Dave?
Yeah.
Do you want to play?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't know what number I was.
No, you're number 10,
yeah,
guy.
Number
you're
10.
In. You're in. You're good. You're good, man. It's your lucky day.
Okay.
All right. Well,
let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go, Dave. Dave's up. Dave's going to play for this $1,000 in free gas. Let's go to our friend Jess. She's going to explain the rules, and then we're playing. We're playing the $1,000 minute. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there's time at the end. Dave, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What Baltimore baseball legend retired with a career total of 714 home runs? Or you can pass.
Cal Ripken?
I'm sorry?
Cal Ripken?
It was not Cal Ripken, unfortunately. Dave, we got to stop you at question number one today, my guy.
That one was Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. It was Babe Ruth.
Oh.
Is who we were looking for on.
Wait, is someone else in the car with you, Dave?
Yeah.
Who is that?
My coworker Sheila.
What's up, Sheila? How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, hey, Sheila.
Sheila, where? Come on. Where's the Google? Where's the Google teammate at?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
I wasn't fast enough.
No, it's okay. It's kind of hard. It's early. It's Monday.
Hey, it's Monday. There's like literally no expectations on Monday. It's all good, guys. It's literally all good. Well, let's keep going through these. Let's see how we would have done just for fun. Jess, number two.
Which automaker produces the Silverado pickup truck?
Chevy.
Chevy. Yep.
Yep. Correct. Question number three. What kind of animal is a narwhal?
Do you know narwhal?
That's a whale.
I think of elephant. That's the only reason I know that. Because one of the.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know.
I think of Nardwar, the interview guy. But,
yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's okay. Who I think of. Yeah. All right, number four. Who is known as the Princess of Pop?
Come on. We know that one. The Princess of Pop is who? Just take a wild guess. The Princess.
I'm going to say Lady Gaga.
Not Lady Gaga. Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Britney
yep.
Spears.
Yep.
Number five. If a meeting starts at 8:45, what time does it begin?
8:45.
Correct.
Yep.
Question number six. What state is known as the Pine Tree State?
Do you know this one?
That's Maine.
Maine.
Okay, and that was confusing to me because isn't Maine known for like their lobster rolls or something like that?
Yeah, you know.
So what? It's one or the other. You can't have pine trees and lobster rolls.
We're not the crab state, though, technically. You know, that's fair.
I don't know. And then the last question, which letter comes after R in the alphabet?
S.
Yeah, there we go.
It's all right. Dave and Sheila. Dave, have you played before? This is your first time in.
This is my first time making it through.
Okay, well, there goes Dave. Dave is a first time. It's not first time. It takes a lot of courage to call and in.
And Sheila,
Dave got
good
in.
Job.
Sheila, we're glad that you were able to co-pilot today. It's all good. Now you know how this game works. Hope you guys will try it back every day at this time. We try for that $1,000. We are overdue for a winner, man. Maybe it's going to be this week. Tomorrow we'll come back, same time, play for that $1,000 in free dashing gas. All right?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Happy Monday, and make sure to head to Dashen for their country breakfast stackadilla. They've also got the Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashen.
Is there anybody that totally dropped the ball on Mother's Day yesterday? I'm sure there had to be other flops in the state other than me. There had to be things that went wrong. Maybe a brunch got dropped, or maybe somebody just totally forgot about Mother's Day or something.
Yeah, a delivery fail. Yeah.
Something had to have gone wrong other than me. If that is you, can you please text us your story? Just something had to have gone really weird somewhere. 410-583-1065. Y'all, this was so awkward yesterday. First off, if you're new to the show, you need to know I'm a mama's boy. I love my mama so much. I don't know how this went so wrong. So yesterday, Mother's Day, my phone lights up. It's from my mom. And I get a text of my mom standing next to these really beautiful flowers. Jess, mm-hmm. I sent you a screenshot. Actually, Jess, why don't you describe this text? I sent you a screenshot of what my mom sent. And you can describe what this text message conversation is. Why don't you start with the picture?
Okay, so it's a selfie of your mom.
Yeah.
And she has a bouquet of pink roses.
Yes.
And then she's holding... almonds and sea salt chocolate bar.
Right.
And is she asking, is this from you?
Yeah, she says, might these be from my certified mama's boy? Because she knows that I...
Wait, is she talking about the flowers and the
flowers,
chocolate
yeah,
or just the chocolate?
The flowers and the chocolate. She got a delivery on Mother's Day.
Okay.
And so she
and
sends
she's
me...
And she's thinking it's from you.
And she's all excited.
And you say no? So this isn't from you?
Because she literally is so excited that her son sent her flowers and chocolate on Mother's Day.
Wait, who sent it to her?
I don't know, but it definitely wasn't me. Okay, so
these are really pretty flowers. That
they're
she
beautiful.
Got. Roses are expensive,
and they're the really expensive.
Yeah,
kind
no, they're
too.
Nice. They're very nice.
Expensive
but this,
chocolate.
None of this is from you.
Not from me.
Okay.
At all. And the truth is, you know what, guys? I didn't send her a damn thing yesterday.
No,
I didn't send her a card, and I'm gonna tell you why.
And she's asking you if this is from you, and you're like, no.
She's literally so excited that her son sent her something, and I had to break the news to her that I didn't send her a dang thing on Mother's Day. The reason I didn't, and because last week she was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to be at home or I'm going to be in Knoxville with the grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
And so just in the shuffle, I was like, I'm not sure where to send things. I'm not sure where to send things. And so, and then all of a sudden I wake up and it's Mother's Day. And
did you tell her Mother's Day?
I called her. I did call her.
Okay, good.
And I texted her.
I told her Happy Mother's Day.
Did you?
I was just making sure you did. I should have sent you a text to remind you. I should have done it before I sent my text to your mom.
I don't know who in the world sent those to her, but when your mom sends you a text saying, oh my God, this is the sweetest gift ever. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thinking that you sent her a really nice gift and you had to break the news to her.
It's probably one of your podcast listeners, to be honest.
Probably from you.
I mean, it's probably from me. Sorry, plot twist. It is I am the Pink Rose Bandit.
But to have to break the news to your mom that you actually didn't send her a Mother's Day gift, but obviously somebody, I don't know if they were, they're from my sister, possibly.
And we have two other siblings.
Right. Yeah. So somebody obviously did way better than I, but when you're the one given credit, and then you're the one that has to break it to her that, like, no, it wasn't. So I had to think really quick on my toes, and I think that I saved this okay.
Instacart her?
Oh my God. Because she even asked, right? She was like, I didn't see anything. The text message conversation goes on. She's like, it's funny because my mom and I share Instacart account. And she's like, well, I didn't see anything coming from Instacart, so I assumed it wasn't from you. I was like, hey, because my mom and I are going on vacation next month together.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what I thought we would do is,
you were going to get her something on vacation.
When we go on vacation, we can celebrate Mother's Day in person.
That's a nice save.
And I'm going to take you out to dinner.
Yeah.
And then it'd be more meaningful than me just sending you flowers, especially because we're traveling together, and it'd be way better than just those dumb flowers that somebody sends you.
Those are really pretty, though. Really, don't hate on the gift. Really, whoever sent that to her, it's very nice.
They were beautiful flowers, though. Good job, whichever other family
nice
member
chocolate,
that was.
Almond and sea salt.
Beautiful. We could have a really passionate debate over how most couples are handling this one bedroom activity, because it's driving her and her wife crazy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
And I see why. I see why, too. It's rude. Honestly, it's rude. If you're a good spouse, this has to go both ways. Welcome to Judge Jess, everybody. Thank you for checking in today.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, the Honorable Judge Jess Dutra. She's not a real judge. And I feel bad for those that actually went to judge school, which I don't know what that, I'm sure that entails a lot of schooling.
I'm sure it's not called judge school either.
What is that called?
I really don't know.
Charlotte, Google that really quick.
Judicial college?
That's crazy.
Judicial college. Judge Jess did not go to judicial college.
No, but this is just an outside opinion. You can take it or leave it. That's what it is.
Don't let this robe we ordered off Amazon fool you. Some people had to work really hard for this thing. So Judge Jess works like this. If you're ever having a disagreement with somebody in your life and you guys just can't seem to find a common ground, call our voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's up, and then Jess will tell you once and for all who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, my name's Liz. I'm from Baltimore. I have a question for Judge Jess. My wife and I, we are watching The Last of Us together. We have stayed up Sunday night to see the latest episode, and halfway through it, she falls asleep. So she thinks I was supposed to have turned it off and waited and watched the rest of it with her when she was awake. I think that it's her fault that she fell asleep, and I can finish watching it, and then she can catch up when she gets off work the next day or whatever. And, you know, I don't think that I should be tethered to her sleeping schedule for what I want to watch. So I need to know from Judge Jess, if you and your partner are watching a show and one of them falls asleep, is the other one obligated to turn it off, or can they finish that? I mean, my wife and I can't come to an agreement on it. So we need an impartial verdict here. Thank you so much for your help, and I hope you vote my way.
I love that.
Listen, we got two people watching the same show, Jess. Judge Jess, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
One falls asleep. And listen, this happens all the time. What's the proper procedure that happens next? Because I think we all think we got the right answer. We'll turn to Judge Jess. There's only one right answer, by the way, and you better say the right one.
Listen, if I had to stop watching whatever I was watching every time my husband, Garage Boy, fell asleep, I would literally only watch everything in 25-minute increments for the rest of my life. And that's not a way to live.
You'll keep watching them?
I think it's a nice thing. Obviously, if you and your partner are watching something together, you turn it on, you watch it together. If you fall asleep, you fell asleep. Like, we started it together. That's the bond, right? That's the agreement. But if you fall asleep during, then it's on you to finish watching on your own time so we can keep the ball rolling.
Wow.
Otherwise, one season is going to take y'all 3 years to finish.
Wow.
So
interesting.
I'm going with Liz on this one. I don't think that her wife has a right to be upset with her because she fell asleep, especially if this is a reoccurring problem. Can you imagine how long, if it was up to Liz's wife, realistically, how long it would take them to get through not even an episode, but like a season alone? No way. No way.
I'm really surprised.
No.
How would your husband feel about that?
He knows. He literally falls asleep every single time we watch anything.
And does he feel disappointed in his heart? I would have a real problem. I actually did have a real problem with this.
With this?
And I don't have a lot of nice things to say about my ex-wife.
And you're the one falling asleep?
Yeah. Because obviously...
Then stay up. Have a Red Bull.
I don't have...
You know?
I don't have a lot of the nice things to say about my ex-wife, but she would. She would pause it the second I fell asleep. Because nice if you guys do start a show together, mm-hmm. and you're my partner, it's just common respect. It's literally just common respect.
But dude, I can't keep looking over to you to see if you're falling asleep. I have to go to the chiropractor. My neck will turn over so often to check if you're awake or not.
That's your responsibility to warn them if you're getting sleepy.
I'm going to let you rule on this.
Yeah, I'm going to rule. Stay awake. Red Bull. Gives you wings. Team Liz.
I don't think that's what most couples do, though. Can we get some backup on that? Because that sounds a little inhumane. Sounds a little... What's the word you used last week, Charlotte?
Heinous.
It seems a little heinous. We're trying to use the word...
Improper use of heinous.
We're trying to use the word heinous a little more often nowadays.
It's a good one.
What do you do in your relationship? Can you just let us know how that works in your relationship? Because I don't think most unheinous couples do that. Amanda, does that seem a little cruel to you, though? It seems like just a little much, right?
No. So my husband and I actually go through this on a daily basis. We will start a show... And one of us, so sometimes he gets tired, but most of the time it's me. Okay. You know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night after being up since 5:30, I'm exhausted.
Right.
Sure.
But, you know, so sometimes we let each other know, hey, we're getting sleepy, and then we'll turn it off.
Okay.
But for the most part, if we're watching something and I'm into it, that means that I'm into it. So he needs to turn it off.
Okay, so wait,
If you fall asleep, you expect him to turn it off.
Yes. I also will turn it off, too.
Yes, there's that common courtesy, and that's what I'm saying. And I love that about you guys. I love that.
Because then we go back to watching it the next night, yes. and one of us don't know what happened.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, there's a really special bond between you guys. You got to keep watching it together, and I love that.
I love that for you, too.
Thank you for calling us. Let's talk to Sydney and Glen Burnie. What's up, Sydney?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How does that work for you guys? Somebody falls asleep mid-show. What do you do?
Well, the first time my husband did that, I paused it, and so we could continue to watch it, you know, the next time we were together.
Love that.
Right.
Jess, everyone does this but you.
But he kept doing it.
Exactly, so like every single day.
You know what? I gave you the first one. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just watching it. You watch it whenever you get a chance to.
That's what I'm saying. So to her point and to Liz's point and to my point, it would be one thing if this was a one-off, but it's not. This is our life. So if this is literally happening every single time we watch anything, I'm sorry, but Mama has to keep going.
Thank you for calling us, Sydney. Wait, so Brandy, what do you guys do?
At our house, usually if one of us falls asleep, the other person may already be so far invested in the show at that point. I might watch an episode, another one, but I'll tell him, like, you have to catch back up. And then there are those times where he hasn't got the opportunity to catch back up because, you know, work and life.
Right.
And I will rewatch them episodes that I already watched with him.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
How do you feel about
that? If I have the extra time and the extra umph to do it, I'll do that as well. But yes, if you fall asleep and I'm invested, sometimes it's really hard to turn that show off, you know?
Yeah, sometimes that's like, all we have to look forward to. Sometimes that's all we have,
to keep
truly.
Us going, to keep
that's
us,
really
but
it.
But what do you think about going back and then rewatching?
Love that. I will totally rewatch anything with him anytime, and I've totally
partner,
done that as well.
Even if you've already seen it, though? Do you feel like it's like a waste of your time?
And then he can ask me questions, and I don't mind that at one bit.
Okay, then maybe that works for y'all. All right, there we go. There goes Judge Jess. Thank you, Brandy. Appreciate you.
Garage Boy and I crashed producer Charlotte's Mother's Day karaoke celebration. It was the best time we've ever experienced.
You got to explain this whole thing to me because I don't even know. Just even the words karaoke Mother's Day party is so weird. Charlotte,
what's not clicking? What do you not get? It's Mother's Day karaoke party.
Do you want to, maybe we should set the scene first with Charlotte. How did you even come up with the idea of, because when you think Mother's Day, a lot of people think brunch, maybe like a tea or or just, I don't know, just something just really wholesome and just quiet for their mom. Mm-hmm. How did you even come up with the idea of doing a karaoke for your mother?
So mom has been asking to do a karaoke night for months. And me and Audrey are either like, we're tired, or like, we're like, man, we'd have to trek into the city, and like, none of us feel like doing that. But then the universe heard our prayers and they answered a place in Catonsville that does like private karaoke rooms.
Yeah.
And it's everything.
Yeah.
So I said, booked as soon as that website went live. Now, fun fact, on the website, it didn't say anything about payment. So I was like, amazing. It's free. It's not free.
Wait.
It is not free at all.
Wait, for a private room?
Yes, did you really think it was free?
Dude, well, not initially, but then I was like, oh, cool.
What'd that
yes,
cost?
Yes, they just want you to pay for drinks. I don't remember because we ended up all splitting it yeah. and yeah. extending our time, but...
What the whole night cost you? I'm just a Mother's Day karaoke
okay,
night.
Okay, well, we also got like many bottles yeah. of soju, but total. It did come out to like a little under 300.
Okay, I mean, not terrible for how many people were there. Well, and originally how
well,
many
just
people?
It kept growing and yeah. growing yeah. as like an event, but like again,
five
really
people originally,
if
right?
You're, like all splitting the price.
Originally, yeah. you thought there would be five of
well,
you.
Well, originally it was supposed to be six, but then my friend's boyfriend had. Appendicitis. It was a whole thing.
Okay.
So we were glad.
So graduate.
To...
I stepped
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So literally, as I'm sitting here on Friday night, and Charlotte and Jess and I are texting, and I forget about what, and all of a sudden I say, hey, I just want to see pictures from your mom's karaoke night. And then a few, maybe 30 minutes later, I get a video.
From me.
And it's not from Charlotte.
Not from me.
It's from Jess.
Yeah.
How did you end up involved in the, why were you there?
Well, mind you were both invited.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to bring
up. I thought it was a joke, though.
Well, okay, no. So that's fair. So did I. I wasn't sure. So on Friday, when Charlotte was telling us about her Mother's Day karaoke celebration that she was doing with her family, and this was like early on in the show, she was like, do you guys want to come? And I thought that also, I didn't know if that was serious. Or if that was a joke, or if she was being playful,
guys, for future
or whatever.
Reference, I'm always serious.
Okay.
I mean, I'm never serious, but like, if
with
I'm
that,
inviting you to hang,
okay.
you're always invited.
But at that moment, like, I wasn't sure because she, the way that she was saying
yeah.
it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So Garage Boy and I were actually having dinner with friends. And after we finished dinner, we were passing where Charlotte and her family were going to be for this karaoke place. And Garage Boy and I had been wanting to go see this because it's new. It looks like a video game in there on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, it looks so sick. So we were like, I asked him, I was like, should we stop by? And I'm like, let me just text her to see if like this is actually a thing. Because we were just going to stop by real quick because I didn't want to like intrude on her family time or anything like that. Because my family is the same way. Like, if we say like come through, we really mean
sure,
it.
Yeah.
Or I wasn't sure if she was just like saying that just to be like, just to say it. And so I text her and I was like, can we actually come by, or is this like a no? Like, and do not be, it's like not, it's, you could totally tell me no. Like, I just wasn't sure. And she was like, no, just come. And Garage Boy and I were like, let's just go and see what's up. So we literally pull, it's like Charlotte, her dad, her sister's boyfriend in this like private karaoke room. And we're like, hey guys, I was like, happy Mother's Day.
And you never met her family before, had
no.
you?
No. And time? I really had been wanting to meet Charlotte's
yeah,
family.
They're cute.
And we just had the most awesome time. And I have to say, like, one of the sweetest things to witness was your mom watching you and your sister anytime you guys did a song.
Yeah.
It was like your mom literally looked like the heart eyes emoji.
Stop.
When she would watch you guys sing and like watch you
I'm
guys.
Sure.
It was almost like I could like see them being like little and her mom was like watching them do that.
Aww.
It was the
cutest,
sweetest experience ever. And it was so much fun.
Definitely unique. Well, luckily we've got audio from this. Let's start with Charlotte's mom. So cute.
Little grease action.
Yeah. Living her best life. I just think it's cute that she wanted to do this.
Your mom's
for Mother's
a star.
Day.
Charlotte's
like,
mom is a star.
Isn't she fun?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jess now doing karaoke. Here she goes.
Dude, they have like a whole light show in there. There's strobe lights, like a disco ball. It's just, it is wild.
And Charlotte even admits she was very drunk for this, so let's listen.
Oh, yeah.
A little Hamilton. Hey, she. I mean, it sounded like you at least tried. You at least got through it the best you could.
That was like the fourth bottle of soju.
Thank you for letting us crash, Garage Boy, and I had so much fun with your family for Mother's
Day. So next Friday.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I don't think she's calling. I don't think we're gonna.
No.
I feel like we would have gotten her on by now. So.
All right, Charlotte, you keep watching the phone. I'm going to give it 60 more seconds. Let's set the story up, and then we'll see. We're trying to do a Talk Me Out of It update right now. But this happens. If you're new, this happens from time to time. But I still have hope. I got high hopes in this one. So this is where we check in with people from last week when we did a Talk Me Out of It with them. It's people call in with these, and they know they're being a little bit crazy, and we just have to either tell them to go for these crazy ideas or we talk them out of it. Where was she last week?
She was considering not showing up at her engagement party that was supposed to take place this past weekend because she felt like her fiance was hiding something from her. She saw on his phone like a message pop up from a contact that was saved under the letter L saying, "I can't stop thinking about this weekend," right? Something like that.
Yeah.
And her fiance had a boys trip to Ocean City the weekend prior. And she was just kind of alarmed by that text. And her fiance said it was like from a guy that they met. It was a friend, whatever. And she wanted to see the entire conversation, but he wouldn't let her see it. And he also just felt like that would be crossing a boundary if she had access to his phone.
How this works, though, is we don't get people's names and numbers. And should we stop that? Should we start getting people's names and numbers?
I kind of,
The reason we don't is because we just want this to be completely anonymous. The last thing I want is somebody to call up here and be like, wait, I need that person's information. Like, who was that? We truly want this to be like a completely anonymous segment. But then from time to time, this bites us. We can't wait any longer. We got to move on. So when we don't hear back from the people, we do what we call a Talk Me Out of It Unsolved Mystery.
Talk Me Out of It Unsolved Mystery.
Because we feel like every... Damn it, man. We feel like every story deserves an ending.
Mm-hmm.
And like...
But it is up to them if they want to share that.
I know.
Though, yeah.
But like...
Does this mean she went through with it? Well, she's ashamed?
I think... Well, that's the thing. This
has a very sinister tone.
Don't think she went.
We think that a no-callback typically... I mean, maybe somebody just got busy and forgot, okay? But typically a no-callback has a very negative tone.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go around the studio. And by the way, we always welcome your thoughts too. Why didn't you call back? What happened in this situation? 410-583-1065. All we can do is guess at this point in this unsolved mystery. Jess, what happened?
I think that she didn't go to the engagement party.
You think why,
though? I think that she didn't show up. And
you think she got the phone or she didn't get the phone?
I think that he wouldn't let her see anything. So she didn't want to walk into a situation that she did not feel confident in. Because her not having access to his phone and him being kind of... Just the whole situation seemed shady. So I feel like she was like, you know what? If I don't feel comfortable not only walking into my engagement party this weekend, but like this marriage. I feel like they called off the engagement.
Off
and it was such a big deal with like everyone coming to the party.
Damn.
That she didn't want to call and talk about it because it was such... I mean, I feel like everyone showed up and she just didn't come because of everything that happened.
Charlotte, what happened?
I was thinking the other direction, but I see what you're saying. Like, I was thinking like he talked his way out of it and then she was kind of like embarrassed to say she went back
and
to
didn't want
to
say that.
That's true.
Through.
I could see it going either way. I'm not sure.
Like she wants to save face.
Or she fakes her own disappearance, Gone Girl style, to get out of it.
Sadly, anything's possible. Here's the thing, though. The only thing I'm thinking, I think that Jess is probably right.
Yeah.
I think she probably didn't go.
Yeah, I feel like the whole party was like everyone's there and she just didn't come.
But here's what I'm thinking.
Spicy.
Is somebody probably knows something. please let us know, because we're obviously curious. If not, though, then it's a
Talk Me Out of It unsolved mystery.
Hey, this question's kind of dark, but I want you to think about your answer before you give it, okay? Would you rather people gossip negative things behind your back, or not talk about you, think about you, really care about you at all? Okay? Think about that for a second.
Oh, I am.
Okay?
Keep my name out your mouth.
Think about that for 1 second. Would you rather people say negative things behind your back or not say anything about you at all? This is a real survey that came out this morning with Marylanders. And the answer is actually kind of surprising.
Yeah.
So, like, which one would you rather it be? Jessica? Not be mentioned at all?
Yeah, just don't talk about me.
And
it's
not,
fine.
Nothing?
Like, I'll be over here, like you know, frolicking in the grass across the street over there, like, by
Completely
myself.
Completely fine.
I just...
No problem.
I don't see the purpose of anyone, I mean, in general, saying mean things, or, I mean, really talking about things that they don't know about. Like, you really don't know what's going on. Like, especially when it comes to personal situations or drama or gossip. Like, if it's not between, like, me and you,
yeah,
you really don't know anything. And so I don't think that you have a business with, like, discussing anything like that whatsoever. And all that kind of, and that, I think maybe this goes back to, like, you know, like, being in middle school, or, like, people talking about you, or, like, you know, like, girls talking about you behind your back, like, whatever.
Sure.
And maybe that's why, like, this topic gets me so fired up, and, like, it irritates me so much. I would rather so much that you literally don't even look my direction than you talk about things that, A, are not true, that are literally not true, and B, that are just so negative.
So I struggle with this answer. I do. Is somebody that's lonely just a lot? I don't know which one. I mean, I don't want people saying negative things about me, but when I see the alternative of being not thought about at all, like, if no one is talking or thinking about me, in between those two options, like, would I rather there be a conversation behind my back, at least knowing that I'm on someone's mind, which is kind of a sad state of,
like,
affairs.
Would that be more hurtful to you, though, if you knew what they were saying, though?
No, because as someone that has a lot of people talk about them behind their back, and, like, has sure, for a long time, and is aware of that,
in their back,
it is so stressful.
Yeah,
because,
like, you can't control what people are saying.
And you know, like, you know your truth, and you know they're wrong, but it still is such a stressful thing to, like, know that, like, you are, like, a reality TV character to people's lives.
So,
like,
let me give you the stats of what your neighbors are saying here in Maryland. 64% of people want to be gossiped about if it's positive. If it's positive.
64?
They say it's fine. You can talk behind my back as long
what
as it's positive.
Positive gossip?
Like, oh, I heard that Charlotte is really good at...
I heard that Charlotte, like, really had fun at the karaoke place and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay,
I guess. So they're talking behind your back, but at least it's good stuff,
okay,
right?
Okay.
25% of people say, hey, I don't care. I don't care if they're gossiping, good or bad. Just talk about me in some way.
How many say?
25%. 1 in 4 people say, wow, as long as literally you're talking about me, I don't really, that's 1 in 4.
That's crazy.
So, like, that's fine. As long as you're having a conversation about them, they don't care. Y'all, 15% of people in the state of Maryland say, I would rather just be talked about, even if it's negatively.
Are y'all okay?
Than,
I really,
like, not mentioned at all.
I
think, honestly, I think that really goes to show that, like, that's how lonely we are as a society.
Yeah.
That, like, people would rather be mentioned negatively than not mentioned at all. Mm. So, like, honestly, when you really break down this survey, like, being invisible is actually a lot worse than being bad mouth, which, like, y'all, okay, so I
y'all,
think...
Y'all, I don't agree with that. I really don't, because people can
1 in 7,
spread things about you.
1 in 7.
And I feel like the pain of feeling the need to correct it or not having that control, I think, would drive me more insane. I don't like that.
I think here's what we need to do. Here's what we need to do. We should all text a nice rumor about somebody today.
What? Why does it have,
like,
to be a rumor?
A nice rumor.
The term rumor,
nice,
and
rumor,
the phrase behind your
I'm
back,
starting,
can we throw that away?
I'm starting a nice rumor about Jess.
Can it
not
be a rumor? Can it just say
fake?
A nice thing?
I heard that Jess...
Can we just say a nice thing? Why rumors? Just Lindsay Lohan, stop talking about me.
Somebody start the rumor that Jess is going to be people's time person of the year. That's what I heard.
What are you talking about?
Start that rumor. Go make that trend somewhere.
It's not true.
That's a rumor. Start it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.